Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, a very warm welcome to one and all to this, our second service since the resumption. The minister is off on compassionate leave at the moment. And I'd like to thank everybody who's pulled together to be able to put today's service on. Our call to worship is Psalm 25, which I will read. Psalm 25. Make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you, I will wait all day long. Be mindful of your mercy, O God, and of your steadfast love, for they have been of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right, and teaches the humble his way. Amen. Our first hymn, which will be on the screen, is Will Your Anchor Hold, which we know as 737. So Will Your Anchor Hold. Let us come before the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. God of love, we gather in this place today. We've come from different homes, from different streets, different villages even, from different families. But we are united by our love for you. We're called to be disciples. We're called to get to work together as friends and companions. Lord Jesus, you were a friend to everyone you met. You travelled with friends. You invited people to be your friends. But more than that, you call all who follow you brother and sister. We are sorry that often we do not treat each other as friends. We turn our back on you, and we do not listen or walk with you. Forgive us when we put our needs and desires before those of our friends, and before those of whom we are called to befriend. Forgive us when we put our needs and desires before yours. Guide us by your Holy Spirit. Teach us to be true friends to everyone we meet and to anyone in need. All this we ask in Jesus' name, in whose words we now pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our Bible reading this morning, which will be after the next hymn, is the story of Jesus calling the first disciples. All of the first four were fishermen, fishers on the Sea of Galilee. And although it's called a sea, it's really a large freshwater lake, and it's just over twice the size of Loch Lomond. In Jesus' time, fishing was essential to the local economy. And it's estimated that there were over 600 boats involved in the fishing trade on the Sea of Galilee. And what we have here, which was built by Carman, is a recreation of the type of boat that was in use in the time of Jesus, in New Testament times. We know quite a lot about these boats, for the remains of one were discovered in 1986, by two amateur archaeologists, when due to a drought, the water level in the Sea of Galilee had dropped considerably. And as they were walking along the shore, looking for anything of interest, they saw the outline of the boat visible in the mud, in an area that was usually well under the water. The type of construction used in the boat, and some of the pottery found round about it, enabled archaeologists to date it to between 100 BC and 100 AD. The boat was carefully lifted and spent the next 12 years immersed in wax to preserve it. And it's now in display in a specially built wing of a museum in the local area. Now, it's a romantic thought that Jesus might have sailed on that particular boat, but there's absolutely nothing to suggest that he did. But the fact that that boat existed around the time of Jesus, when Jesus walked in the earth, makes it special, as it's a tangible link with the days when Jesus walked the earth. And it helps us to understand the background to the gospel events, the background behind the events that are recorded in the gospels. Our next praise is a song called The Master's Calling. Oh. A reading this morning is from Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 16 to 20. And as I mentioned earlier, it's the calling of the first disciples. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men, and followed him. Amen. May God add his blessing to this reading from his holy word. I'd like to ask Cam to come forward and give this morning's reflection.
As I read through the passage, I thought about how quickly the disciples left what they were doing and followed Jesus instantly. James and John even left their dad in the boat. I wondered what Jesus said to them that made them follow at once. Maybe they had heard Jesus preach in Galilee beforehand. They obviously trusted him. Or maybe it was the Holy Spirit guiding them to make such a radical decision. This made me think, I must have been a bit of a rebel. I didn't follow Jesus as willingly as they did. When I think back, I had attended Sunday school when I was young, but when I had to move on and was now aged for church, it was a different story. I talked my friend into going with me to church, and after attending for a few weeks, I said to her I wasn't going back, as I hadn't taken in anything the minister had said, and there was just no point in going. I became a hairdresser, and one of my customers, Mrs. Stewart, had just lost her husband, which led to a discussion about God and faith. Every time I did her hair, we would always have our talk about God. I remember her words were, "You have to be open to God. He knocks at your heart and you have to let him in. The Bible says, knock and the door will open. Seek and you will find. Ask and you will be given." I decided I would go back to church and maybe now I would understand a bit better. At that time, Mr. Scott was our minister and I really understood his teaching. I looked forward to church on Sundays and really enjoyed the sermons and the singing. Margaret, my sister and I, decided to go to communicants classes and we both joined Fourth St. Paul's in 1987. The morning we were joining, I was so nervous. I was ready and waiting an hour earlier than I needed to be. And that's not like me. I was sitting all by myself, listening to the radio, when the presenter played the song, "Welcome to My World." As I listened, the words of the song were, "Knock and the door will open. Seek and you will find. Ask and you will be given." These were the words Mrs. Stewart used to say to me. I was so surprised. I really felt this was God speaking to me personally and welcoming me into his world. A few years later, I got married and moved to Germany. Life got busy, and guess what? I wasn't going to church. I met Susan Cowell one day while visiting Mrs. Stevenson, and I apologised for not being at church in a while. To which she replied, "You don't need to apologise to me, dear. It's God you need to say sorry to." Susan was right. It was God I was letting down, and myself. I then started doubting, was God real? Will we really have everlasting life? Questions, questions, I was full of them. Another discussion with another client about faith, where I remember asking her, as an intelligent person, how could she be so sure she was going to heaven? She said, "I just believe it's true." As I left that day, I realised that's what faith is. It's a decision we make to believe, even although there are a lot of unanswered questions and things we will never understand. The Bible tells us in 1 John, "I am writing this to you so that you may know that you have eternal life, you that believe in the Son of God." Alan, my nephew, was now aged for Sunday school, so Margaret and I started going back to church, where we attended the Alpha course and various other groups, learning a deeper understanding about living like Jesus. I find reading and learning what the Bible stories tell us fascinating, although I still have lots of questions and a lot to learn. Following Jesus was a bit on and off for me. It certainly wasn't instant, like the disciples. And although I did doubt at times, I would always pray to God when I was in need. God is like a magnet. He just pulls us back when we drift off on our own without Him. Now I listen more for God's guidance. He knows the way much better than I do. God is our anchor we can hold on to when life lets us down and things get tough. Believe the good news and trust in God who truly loves you. Through God, Jesus and the Holy Spirit, we have hope for a better world.
Thank you very much. Our next praise is the song that Cam was talking about, "Welcome to My World." And I think it's by Jim Reeves. I'm too young to know that.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess, still now and then. Step into my heart. My arms unfurled, waiting. waiting just for you. Welcome to my
Let us again come before the Lord in prayer as we offer up our prayers of thanksgiving and intercession. Loving God, we give thanks for your love and faithfulness which sustain us through all things. We give thanks for your stories which speak to us, transcending time and place, meeting us here today. We give thanks for your calling to leave behind the nets of life that entangle us and leading us to become the people you want us to be. We give thanks that you call us again and again to be your people, even when we wander off the road. We give thanks for your calling to live in community and service. And we give thanks that you have sent people to show us your love. And in response to your love and graciousness, we offer up our prayers to the world. Christ of light, by the seashore you call Peter, Andrew, James and John to follow you. Unite your church in common purpose to proclaim your kingdom. Lord, you break the rods of oppression and set your people free. Inspire with your justice all who lead and govern. May your light shine in all lands of deep darkness and trouble. Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you for our daily food. Be with all mariners and those who harvest the seas. Pour your abundant goodness on all our labors. God, our strength. Your power to save is displayed in the cross of Christ. Raise all who are in anguish or whose burdens are hard to bear. Set them high upon your sure rock. Lord, your light dawns on all who dwell in the shadow of death. Hear our prayer for all who grieve and those who have died. Do not forsake us, O God, our salvation. In Jesus' name, Amen. And next order we'll play a reflective piece of music. Thanks, Audrey. Our final phrase this morning is I will follow him, which I think you'll find slightly different. Go in peace, and may the grace of God be with us all, and may the love of God bless us in the week that lies ahead. All this we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Not quite sure. Oh, nice.